This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Zimbabwe's main opposition on Tuesday called for fresh elections after its presidential candidate lost to incumbent Emmerson Mnangagwa in a vote it lashed as flawed and illegal. The Citizens Coalition for Change urged the African Union and Southern Africa's regional bloc to help mediate a solution to the crisis that followed last Wednesday's vote. International observers said the vote fell short of democratic standards. A wildfire burning in northeastern Greece for 11 days has destroyed an area larger than New York City, the European Union-based Climate Change Service said on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Fueled by gale-force winds and hot weather, the fire that began near the city of Alexandroupolis quickly spread across the Evros region. It killed at least 20 people last week, making it Europe's deadliest blaze this summer. A European Commission spokesperson outlined the body's relief efforts.
We are facing the largest wildfire ever recorded in the EU. In this context, we have mobilized 12 aircraft from our rescue fleet, together with over 400 firefighters and 60 vehicles.
Aircraft and hundreds of firefighters from Serbia, Slovakia, the Czech Republic and Albania are battling the flames.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. The United States on Tuesday announced a new package of military assistance to support Ukraine that includes additional air defense and artillery munitions, mine-clearing equipment, and medical vehicles.
Sudanese leader.
Meanwhile, the latest package includes additional mine-clearing equipment, missiles for air defense, ammunition for artillery, and high-mobility artillery rocket systems, and over 3 million rounds of small arms ammunition. This is VOA News. The Sudanese military commander and head of the interim council that is officially running the country, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, arrived in the Egyptian coastal town of El Alamein Monday to meet Egypt's president. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Sudanese leader General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan was welcomed as a visiting head of state by Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi Monday during Burhan's first trip outside Sudan since he emerged from hiding in or around the capital Khartoum several days ago and made a quick exit to the Red Sea port city of Port Sudan. Burhan insisted at a press conference following his visit with President Sisi that the Sudanese military has no desire to hold on to power unilaterally, and that his main goal is to put an end to the four-month-old military conflict as quickly as possible. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Algeria's foreign minister on Tuesday proposed a six-month transitional plan for neighboring Niger, whose coup leader seeks a far longer timeline back to democracy. He gave his suggested framework after a tour last week to three of Niger's neighboring countries in the West African bloc, ECOWAS, which has threatened to send military force if Niger's new military regime fails to restore democracy. A Wagner private military contractor says a memorial service for the mercenary boss has taken place behind closed doors. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A terse statement on social media reads, "Those who wish to bid their farewell to Wagner chief Yevgeny Prigozhin should go to a cemetery in St. Petersburg, his hometown." It wasn't clear from the statement if Prigozhin had already been buried or it was yet to happen. The Kremlin had said earlier that President Vladimir Putin wasn't planning to attend the funeral. The tight secrecy and confusion surrounding the funeral reflects a dilemma faced by the Kremlin amid swirling speculation that the crash was likely a vendetta for the Wagner chief's mutiny in June. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Pakistani high court on Tuesday suspended jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan's sentence on corruption charges, but he will remain behind bars as a judge has already ordered his detention in another case. The 70-year-old former cricket star has been at the center of a political crisis since he was ousted in a parliamentary vote of confidence in April 2022. Khan was imprisoned on August 5th after being sentenced to 3 years jail for unlawfully sailing state gifts during his tenure as prime minister from 2018 to 2022. I'm Joe Ramsey.